And the key here is to accept that it will always be part of one's life, and then to say, all right, so what do I do now? In other words, it is about then taking action, behavior. So for example, it's about coping, putting ourselves on the line. What I did initially when I first realized the perfectionism and my defensiveness, I would go out of my way and solicit criticism. And I would ask people, so, you know, give me feedback about it. And when I received negative feedback, things were that were actually deviations from the straight line, I literally held myself from, you know, pouncing back. You know, the best form of defense is attack very often for perfectionists. And slowly I got used to it. And I became far less defensive and was able to create much higher levels of intimacy. Or I put myself on the line in other areas where I potentially would experience a no. So let me end with a quick story. Her name was Brittany. She was a showgirl, at least to me she was. We met freshman week, and we really hit it off. We spent almost the entire freshman week out, and at the end of freshman week, wanting to overcome my perfectionism, I asked her out, and she said no. It surprised me, it floored me, it hurt me, but she said no. My sophomore year, we met again, and again I asked her out, and this time, she said no. Junior year, toward the end of my sophomore year, junior year, I dated someone, so Brittany was out of the equation. And then we met again my senior year. We had an amazing conversation. By that time, I'd already studied psychology. I could also read her body language. She did a lot of this with her hair. And I knew that she really liked me. And I asked her out, and she said no. And I'm still here with you. And that was an important learning process. Learn to fail or fail to learn. I'll see you next week.